The 78-foot Tinder Lone Star is currently sitting nearly upside down near the mouth of the Agushik River on the west side of the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. A unified command has been created to deal with the sunken tender, and a large response effort is getting organized. John Brown is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He confirms that an overflight of the sunken tender was conducted Monday morning.
They overflew the vessel and observed a light sheen coming from the stern of the vessel that was about 300 foot by 20 foot. It was a broken silver sheen, and it was determined that it wasn't really recoverable. But what they're going to be doing this evening is loading up a bunch of absorbent sausage boom and taking it out the vessel and trying to catch any of that sheen that's coming off the vessel.
The Lone Star is apparently sitting in about 18 feet of water and is bowed down with the stern exposed. Brown admits the area is very tidally influenced, and it's unclear if boom will actually be effective.
We recognize that the currents are too strong for anchoring boom. This will actually be just basically probably just tied off to the stern of the vessel on each side, just trying to catch any of that sheen that might be coming off there. We'll have to evaluate the success after, you know, getting it on there and seeing what we could do, but we recognize that holding anchor systems in that's going to be very difficult.
At the time of the sinking, the Lone Star had about 14,000 gallons of diesel fuel on board, along with 250 gallons of unleaded gasoline. The vessel also held about 150 gallons of hydraulic oil and 150 gallons of lubricating oils. Brown confirms the U.S. Coast Guard has contracted Magone Marine Services to remove the petroleum products off the Lone Star. Brown notes that the company is bringing in divers and diving equipment that should allow a closer look at the Lone Star.
Our hope is here in the immediate near future, possibly tomorrow night's tide if we're lucky, but we're looking possibly more at Wednesday's low tide in the evening, of plugging the vents and keeping the fuel inside of the vessel. Dan reported that the vessel seems to be fairly stable, it's not moving. So that's good news. But right now our priority is plugging any sources of the fuel. And then what we'll do is, after we get that done, he'll be working on a plan after he looks at the vessel plans and finds out where the tanks are, what will be the best way to remove the fuels from the vessel.
The cause of the sinking of the Lone Star will be investigated by the Coast Guard, but the crew on board reported that when the tide changed, the anchor line struck the transducer, which caused damage to the vessel's hull. The vessel then began taking on water. A Good Samaritan vessel picked up the four crew members on board the Lone Star before it sank, and they are all safe and sound. Shortly after the vessel sank, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed the commercial set net fishery in the area and instituted a large closed area for the drifters. Those closures have since been rescinded, and everyone is apparently back to fishing as normal. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. He's been working with the Unified Command and has been assured there is no contamination concerns at the moment. However, he wants fishermen to be watchful and stay away from the area where the Lone Star went down.
My biggest concern is that they make sure they keep their gear and any fish they're catching from being contaminated. And again, that doesn't appear to be a concern right now. But if something changes and they're starting to see something that looks like it's bad where they're fishing, then they should take appropriate action. But based on the conversation I had with folks over at the Incident Command Center, they don't think right now that there's a reason to keep the area closed.
So far, there have been no reports of contaminated fish or waterfowl. A command center for the Unified Command has been set up in a conference room of the Bristol Inn in Dillingham. So far, the response has included personnel with the Coast Guard, DEC, Alaska Chideau, Magone Marine, and the responsible party, which is Trident Seafoods. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.